Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We have got a ton of NBA storylines that we're going to dive into in our next segment. Always a pleasure to have back with us from SiriusXM NBA Radio and longtime NBA columnist, the great Mitch Lawrence. You can check out his work at Forbes.com. How are you tonight, Mitch?
I'm doing great, Elissa. How are you? Okay.
Well, you know what? We're trying to stay dry down here in Houston. It's just been brutal. Our thoughts and prayers with so many families that have been affected by the heavy rains
too.
And the flooding.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Boy.
Well, listen, we've got a lot to cover. The big news this week, the hiring of the Minnesota Timberwolves hired their new coach in Tom Thibodeau. And the Timberwolves are about to spend, what, $40 million to take one of the NBA's young teams to the next level. My question to you, Mitch, is how much better will they be?
Oh, they're going to be a lot better. I mean, Tom Thibodeau is probably, you know, I don't know where you want to rank him overall. In terms of the NBA coaches, he's probably behind Greg Popovich. But in terms of being a guy on the open market, he was the top candidate out there. And so Minnesota did a great job. You know, they come full circle. Thibodeau started his pro coaching career there as an assistant. And we know the great work he did in Chicago. There was an ugly ending there, obviously, with the Bulls and Tom. But to bring a Tom Thibodeau in, who's great at developing young talent, is great for Minnesota because they've got a foundation with two young, exciting players who could be big-time players for him and take them deep into the playoffs in the future. Of course, I'm talking about Andrew Wiggins and Karl-Anthony Towns. So this is a huge move. The rest of the league is both applauding and fearing what Minnesota did because, you know, this is a Timberwolves franchise that hasn't been in the playoffs since 2004. And hasn't had a winning season since 2005, and everybody knows with Tom on board now, he's going to turn that around.
Okay, so how quickly are we talking about that Tom Thibodeau will make the T-Wolves, that he will make them relevant, he will make them contenders, Mitch?
When he got hired.
Okay.
He put him right back on the map. That's how much he's thought of, and it's well-deserved. You look at his work in Chicago, phenomenal record, you know, despite a lot of injuries, always got the Bulls to the playoffs. Got him to the conference finals one year, but it's not just that. It's how he developed players. You know, when a guy like Joakim Noah, who's really challenged offensively, he finished, you know, in the top five in MVP voting a few years ago. And Jimmy Butler, who was the 30th pick, last pick of a first round, is now considered one of the top two-way players in the league and a guy who was the most improved player last year. Those are a couple of things on Tom's resume that you look at and you go, he can really develop young talent. It's not just that. If you remember when, you know, he had all those injuries to Derrick Rose, the unfortunate injuries to that MVP, the former MVP, when he started to go down a list, then he had guys like, you know, how Tom could work miracles with guys like DJ Augustin and Nate Robinson in terms of, you know, replacing a Derrick Rose. Tom is one of the few guys where, you know, you looked at a team that had an injury and you say, next man up. You know, a lot of teams say that, but they can't do it. Tom's Chicago teams always had that knack, and it was a lot of hard work and perseverance, and it starts at the top with Tom. So he's going to bring that mentality to Minnesota. They're going to have a winning culture there. He knows what he's doing, and they're in great shape now. That's a franchise that we thought was going to turn it around under Flip Saunders. We all know the unfortunate, tragic story that happened there with Flip and how he passed away from cancer back in October, and that everything got derailed. But then bringing Tom in, I think everything is now back on track for Minnesota going here forward. They're definitely a relevant team now.
Longtime NBA columnist and host on SiriusXM NBA Radio, Mitch Lawrence is back with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And Mitch, you mentioned the Chicago Bulls. You have to just wonder what is going through those fans' minds. There's a lot of heartache, and there's got to be a lot of regret.
Well, you know what? The fans there know, a lot of fans there know that, you know, when Tom got thrown out, he was the scapegoat for last year when they fell short against LeBron. I mean, you know, as successful as Tom was in the regular season, he did get the one conference finals in the playoffs, but most of the time what was happening, he was losing, getting knocked out by LeBron James, which was kind of an interesting thing that would happen to the Chicago franchise, because I remember all the years that Michael Jordan used to send other teams home. But in this case, Tom's Bulls were always sidetracked, always, you know, their season was ended by LeBron James. And so the fans knew that, you know, a lot of fans knew that Tom was the scapegoat, and it really wasn't his fault. I mean, you know, they had their share of injuries. They had players on the decline with guys like Rose via injury and Joakim Noah. But the Bulls made their decision that it was Tom's fault. that he was wearing players out with the minutes he imposed on them. He was just trying to win, you know. That was his thing. And so, you know, the Bulls went out, and their public company line was, hey, you know what, we're going to be right back in the mix. We're going to probably get to a championship, maybe win the title, because it really was not the roster was the problem, but the coach was the problem. And look what happened this past year with Fred Hoiberg. And, you know, Fred did not get the job done for them. Nobody did. And they had didn't make the playoffs. So it's a big lesson to be learned. We've seen in other sports, the 49ers and Harbaugh. You get rid of a guy who knows what he's doing, who's in charge, sometimes you pay the penalty.
Tom Thibodeau, he's got the power title. You talk about that in your new article on Forbes.com, going to be the president of basketball operations and the head coach. Will this be a new trend that we might start seeing a little bit more of in the NBA, giving coaches more personnel control? We think of certainly Stan Van Gundy with the Detroit Pistons.
Well, it could be. I mean, it depends on the ownership. It depends on who the coach is, who could get that. You know, the thing about Stan had a great track record in Orlando, and Tom Gorris of the Pistons was looking for somebody to turn that franchise around, and he did give Stan that power. Now, you know, when you talk about in this day and age, there's a lot to do for a GM, let alone being also a head coach. So the key there is that Stan brought in a guy who he's very close with, and Jeff Bauer, who's been a GM in the league, was for years in New Orleans, and they have a very collaborative situation there, where Stan is the type of guy, as I write, who knows what he doesn't know. And so he will defer in those situations to a Jeff Bauer. And Jeff kind of knows what Stan's looking for, and they work together. You know, that's what Tom's got to do now. He's got the power. He's brought in Scott Layden. Now, Scott had his difficulties as a GM. I was, you know, here in New York with him during those years. And, you know, Scott didn't get the job done here, but he's been back with the Spurs, working with R.C. Buford the last couple of years, and now Tom's going to bring him up there, and they're going to have that type of situation, hopefully, that Detroit has in building their team. And let's put it this way. I think their building job should be a lot easier. Mm-hmm. They've got two key pieces in Wiggins and Karl-Anthony Towns. They do need a point guard. Goes back to that unfortunate 09 draft for Minnesota, Alyssa, where they had the fifth and sixth overall picks, went for point guards back then. And really, you know, with Ricky Rubio and Johnny Flynn's no longer in the league, kind of struck out on both. Now, Rubio's been playing, hurt sometimes, but he's not a good shooter, so that's been his downfall. But, of course, the seventh pick of the 09 draft was Steph Curry. And for the Minnesota franchise to have to see what Golden State does on a daily basis in the playoffs, it's got to kill those guys. But this is one of the things that Tom has to do. He's got to get that point guard situation going in the right direction for Minnesota to really take off here and be a great team.
NBA columnist, host with SiriusXM NBA Radio, Mitch Lawrence, is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio. One more quick hit. I mean, why are there not more head coaches, president hybrids in the NBA, and it's not more widespread?
You're talking about having dual roles?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, you know, it's a good question. I mean, look, we've seen in the past, we saw, you know, I think Don Nelson had dual roles where he was, but it's just a lot of work for one guy. I mean, you know, being a GM, there's just a tremendous amount of work in terms of the scouting, in terms of, you know, getting the talent for the head coach. And now if you're the head coach too, I mean, you know, you've got games and practices and you've got all those responsibilities. And some owners don't want to have one guy in charge. They want to have two separate people. So it all depends. It's usually obviously the owner's got to be comfortable with the situation of handing the reins to just one guy. And like I said, it's got to be a special person who's got to be able to do it. But then again, they've got to bring in somebody to help them out because there aren't enough hours in the day, Alyssa, to do both jobs.
Only got about 30 seconds. Mitch Lawrence with us tonight at YSR. Give us a quick hit on your New York Knicks. What direction are they headed?
Well, I'll tell you what, they need to hire a coach, and for a lot of fans here, it was disappointing that Phil Jackson didn't reach out to Tom Thibodeau, but it's not a surprise, because Phil is a guy who is very stubborn, and he wants to run the triangle, and he wants to hire a coach he knows.
Okay, Mitch Lawrence has been with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You take care, Mitch, and we look forward to our next conversation. Check him out at Forbes.com, and you can listen to him on SiriusXM NBA Radio. Thank you so much, Mitch.
Thanks a lot for having me, Alyssa.
You bet. Much more straight ahead. Stick around.